Dave Schluter is here, and all right, I don't know if I should reveal this, because really, people are going to hate me, they're going to be ashamed of me. And
then you'll be just like Dave Hopper, so go ahead.
And I'm going to be embarrassed. I don't have a will, or anything.
Right, well.
I need to get one, don't I?
Well, accidents happen, the death rate's still 100% in Illinois, so you're playing those odds, and...
Do you need a will? Do you need a trust? Am I the only adult that hasn't done this?
Well, anybody with more than a net worth of $100,000 is going to.
I don't need to worry about
homes and things, especially when there's a joint tragedy. Somebody's on that Air India plane or something, totally unexpected. It's going to the Richard J. Daley Center for probate.
Yep.
And the family will net less. You're gone. You don't know about the disaster.
But my boys will know when they have to go through stuff.
They're going to net like 5 G's less than they would have. Plus, they can't spend any money for 6 months. You don't even want to know. We just beat a dead horse on this. But yes, it's definitely at our age, Wendy, you have to have what's called a personal trust so that it skips court. The number one item... on my initial interviews, I always do a free consultation. People say, why are we here? My son said I should be here. We have wills. We got them in 1999. Well, a will is not valid until a judge says so. In other words, it doesn't keep you out of probate. It's the road to probate.
Oh,
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Ed McMahon. And Johnny Carson, he used to always say,
I did not know that. I'm glad I made a confession on the air, even though I'm embarrassed, but this is helping other people,
I'm sure. It teed me up. On the first deaths, most people don't die together. So on the first death, usually the people hold everything joint. Or if you're a single person, though, or on the second death, those two scenarios, it takes a judge to say that that's a will. Now, I've had clients over the years who they're the named executor, dad dies first, mom puts, I hereby put Tommy, and they have gone and sold cars. They've hired realtors, they've done garage sales, and if it's an estranged set of siblings, they're going to come after them and say, all that stuff you did, where's the judge? It's called a letter of office. It's like your real ID to let you be an executor. And they go, well, I'm the executor. That's only if a judge on the 18th floor of the Daley Center says you are. They're all on the 18th floor. And so there's expenses. Again, you're dead, so you never hear about it.
Right.
But it does cost the family big money.
All right, so everyone should get a trust. Is that what it is?
Yes, it's a private will. I can't say it any shorter.
So when you're doing a private will or a trust,
right.
So are you getting that certified by the courts or a judge ahead of time?
Nobody, no lawyers, no judges.
Then how does that take precedence over a will?
Well, because what's going to happen is the family will know you have that. They're going to have an accountant file your final tax return. Then whoever you name, you usually have a primary and a backup. It doesn't have to be the oldest. That's another one. We did a whole show on that. Your oldest could be totally procrastinator, nasty, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
On something, you know, doing something.
Right.
Bottom line is, whoever that person is, and sometimes over the years, because it's my 40th year again next year, I've changed into different, they've come back from 30 years ago and say, that son doesn't even talk to us anymore, so now we're going to put our daughter, whatever. They basically, what's called marshal the assets, they find out what you have, they walk in, and then they hand it out without a judge in the right way, however you put it. It doesn't have to be equally. You can say, my daughter married a rich guy, she just needs 20%, but my two sons, give them 40% each or whatever, as long as it adds up to 100%. So it's a privatized estate.
Huh.
And I have people leave with all of their originals. I have electronic copies, all encrypted and everything, in case somebody's at a hospital and they need their medical power of attorney sent to the doctor. I don't hold on to the originals because they're really not going to need me unless they change who gets the money or they fire somebody who used to be reliable. I set them free. They can come back if they want, or the kids can come back, but I don't have them captive to be able to have to guaranteed future business for me. And if lawyers are only introducing wills, there could be a little back door there where they're hoping the family doesn't know it could have been avoided, and then they come back to Joe Martin and say, okay, we're ready to do mom and dad's estate, and they don't know the wiser that the whole thing could have been done without Joe Martin.
All right. We have to take a break for news, but I would like to continue talking about this. You're helping a lot of people, and this is something you do. So if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best place to do it?
WJanAttorney.com or the landline, which we do have voicemail after hours, but during the day there's always a human, 630-285-5300. And then I'd love to talk about that call I got from somebody who had a jam.
We are here till 6, Dave, so we have time. And we have news coming up with Katie Porter from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. Dave Schluter. And we were talking about a will and a trust, and I kind of put it out there that maybe I didn't have a will, and, you know, sorry. I'm real, and I'm stupid. Real stupid. I love how you're trying to bite your lip, Dave.
Well, again, a lot of people just think there'll be time, and again, I'm a glass half full guy. But I have so many stories over the years.
Yeah, we've heard some, and they're terrible.
Yeah, people, you know, kick the can, and then all of a sudden, you know. And again, it's you want to not just go on your own computer, because the intro on the computer says this software is not legal counsel, and you don't read that. You click I agree, so there's no liability if you rely on that software and do your own stuff. So we're very fair. We always give a free consult, and so far nobody's walked out based on our bills. And then Frank did get a text about TODI's, T-O-D-I, Transfer on Death Instrument. That's for real estate. It works if you've got people without any complications, two kids, you're living in some house, and when you both go, you leave it to your kids in equal shares, no problem. But sometimes the situations that a trust can address are, what if you lose one of your kids? Does it go to their children? You know, you're 90 and your 70-year-old son dies of natural causes, right? You want to be able to handle the backup plan if somebody passes away. Also, if you already have minor children now, the trust is, you know, a title company is not going to set up a trust for the minor child. They're going to cut that check for half to another version of probate called legal guardianship expense and everything. So, if your situation is just having a real estate or your grandma only has a condo or whatever, it works. It's called TODI. It's designed just to pass real estate only in pretty simple situations. And of course, you know, you can still sell the home and all that if you're on that TODI. Frank, you said you knew somebody. And it works out. And the title company hands in the money and they keep going.
Yeah, when my father-in-law passed, he had that in place. And it made life really easy.
Yeah, and lawyers knew about that happening. You know, we didn't say, oh, darn, they started that. You know, we know what they are. But, yeah, they're valuable. Again, they have to be done right, even those. And one thing you don't want to do is just add your kids while you're alive to your title. Because what that does is, let's say you paid $125 and now it's worth $400. Your kid, whoever you add on there, goes back to your price that you paid.
And they're also responsible for the debt at that point, too.
Well, it's not really debt as much as it is just when they, you know, most of them want to sell it right away. Call Century 21, get done, right? Get it going. Or they call Sarah Leonard and say, let's sell, you know? The issue is capital gains, which you can avoid totally if you leave it through a TODI or leave it through a trust. Your kids start at the price on your date of death, not what you paid.
This is when my eyes roll back in my head and I'm like, I don't even understand any
Well,
of
you
this.
Would, if you, let's say somebody adds today, they just say, I don't want to listen to Dave. I'm going to do a deed. I'm going to go to the recorder of deeds. Bill and my daughter Marie instead of just Bill. Bill doesn't use the TODI. Bill doesn't use a trust. Bill doesn't use a will to leave it to Marie. They go and add them as joint tenants of right of survivorship. Oh, it's all taken care of. No, because she never paid for that home. And so when she goes to sell, if Dad bought it in the 70s or 80s, for capital gains purposes, she has to go back to the price he paid, not what it's worth now. I had a guy at a closing, and the attorney on the other side goes, now make sure to call your accountant. He goes, why? Well, you probably got about a 60 or 70 grand IRS payment that has to be due this quarter. What do you mean? Because you never paid your mom for the home. And so these are just things that are nuances. So stay off the internet about how do I get around that or whatever, or don't go
you
to the
You can't get around it.
Don't go to
just
the
just call Dave Schluter.
Well, yeah, yeah, or your accountant. They pretty much know as much as we do in those arenas. But yeah, so I don't I mean, I know Frank's got to get his segment in. Do you want to go over that call I got or not?
Oh yeah, go for it. We have plenty of time.
We're here till 6, but here's what we're going to do. Yeah. I'm going to read this text.
Yes.
We're going to take a break.
Sure.
We'll finish up with you and then we'll give you your segments.
Okay, great.
And then we'll go back and talk to Pete Marrero and then we'll talk to the listeners because that's what we do around here. We are people
helping
people.
Or ride the elevator.
All right, this is from Karen in Itasca, 847. Mm-hmm. My mom just passed away the day after Christmas last year, but because we planned ahead with a trust for her house and made sure any of her financial accounts, banks, stocks, etc., either had myself and two other siblings as joint account holders or as beneficiaries as paid on death, everything went smoothly in quickly transferring and splitting all her accounts between us after her death and being able to complete a quick claim deed on her property. It was a seamless process.
Correct. And what that is being planning ahead. Mom was willing to do that, obviously, and it takes their cooperation. Mom has to have the mental ability to do it. I've practiced my first 23 years in Elk Grove Village, and Alexian Brothers Hospital was there, and I would often get calls, hey, my uncle's really taking a turn, can you come do a will? And I would go to room 402, and they don't know I'm there, and it's very sad. And they go, well, he said he tried to get a hold of a lawyer, but he couldn't. And I said, well, he has to have the ability to tell me. Oh, we know what he wants. He told us. And then I said, well, how's he physically going to sign it? He's in a hospital bed. Can't you move his hand? I mean, this kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
No, but they're doing it out of panic. They're just, you know, because if there are no papers, it follows what's called the intestacy statute, which is a big word for relatives. And there's a whole chart all the way down to second cousins twice removed who get that if there are no papers. And that may not be anybody who ever thought would get the dough. But that's the default. Yeah.
All right. Well, Karen also finished with, I can't advocate for a trust enough based on my experience. My one neighbor barely had a will and was in probate for 7 years. And no one wants that unless you do not like the people you are leaving behind.
Well, and then a buddy of mine who does a ton of probate just successfully closed an estate. 70 relatives he had to locate.
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah, because it's this person, and if they don't have anybody, then the cousins of the deceased, whatever. And the judge actually sent him a thank you note because he came in with... No, because when you went to start that case, locating these people, and you have to do these airship searches, and then you end up in some cases where you think you know who they are, but then you have to put their share in the clerk of the circuit court, and if they ever surface, they can go get their money, but that's a lot of aggravation too, all of which would have been not happening if they had a trust, because then you'd identify with the lawyer who they are and where they live.
But how do people reach you?
Sure, wjenattorney.com, and the landline is 630-285-5300. Always a free consult, and I have a great staff, and they can field those calls and set up appointments for those free consults. And generally, sometimes they may not need my services, but I'm happy to take the call.